The last time I spoke to our next guest, I was absolutely thrilled because it was the first time I had ever been able to actually interview an astronaut. And he is back with us, and I couldn't be more thrilled. He is former astronaut Leroy Chow. Leroy, good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to talk to you again. So yesterday, it wasn't a test by any stretch of the imagination. It was SpaceX Falcon Heavy launched from Cape Canaveral. And as a former astronaut, what do you think of this guy and what he's doing?
Oh, I think what he's doing is fantastic. This is really something new that we haven't seen, here or anywhere. And we've got guys like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos who are using their personal resources and connections to further exploration. They differ from a traditional commercial space company in that a traditional aerospace contractor will take a government contract and build spacecraft or rockets to those specifications, whereas these guys are going out and, you know, they've got their own vision of what exploration and infrastructure should look like, and they're putting their own company's resources and money into it.
Boy, are they ever.
So this Falcon Heavy rocket was not built for the government, was not built with government money. It was all built with SpaceX, profits from satellite launches and investor money.
And what does NASA think of this exercise?
That's a good question. On the one hand, I would think that the people at NASA would be very excited about a new rocket, a new program. On the other hand, they've got to wonder a little bit. Well, this guy has gone off and used his own resources
to build
this rocket, and he's able to offer this rocket commercially that is a lot less expensive than the traditional, the incumbents, the traditional providers.
I would think there's probably be at least a little bit of, hey, this guy's trying to elbow into our area. When you're talking about the budget that NASA has and lessons that are being learned by SpaceX, it would be nice if each entity could help the other.
Right. Now, on the other hand, though, it is kind of complimentary because SpaceX does work with NASA and does receive some NASA funding for developing, cargo and crew capability to the ISS, which hopefully we'll see the first flights of those in somewhere in the next year and a half or so. But so they are actually partners with NASA, just not specifically on this Falcon Heavy rocket or Elon Musk's broader exploration plan.
Well, it's a lot to think about. It was definitely an amazing sight to see. And now here's a guy, Elon Musk, who obviously has more money than he knows what to do with. And so it's almost, in some way, it seems like a five-year-old who's able to cash in on his wildest dreams, because he takes his own Tesla Roadster and he puts that on the rocket, and he plays David Bowie music in the car on the rocket into space. And he's got a mannequin behind the wheel. And it made me wonder, Leroy, now you've been in space how many times?
I've flown four missions.
Four missions, including the International Space Station. And it just made me wonder, what did you bring with you when you went? Not officially, unofficially.
I didn't have a roadster. Bring with me, but we are allowed to bring some small items. And so most of the time, we, including me, brought, small pieces of jewelry, wristwatches, photographs, things that are kind of important to us or maybe are important to, different parts of our life. We bring things for other people, for friends and family. And so, but usually they're small pieces of jewelry or things like that. And everything that you bring has to be approved by the agency.
And does a watch work in space?
Actually works very well. In fact, the mechanical watch I found actually kept better time in space, probably because you don't have, anytime you move a mechanical device around in the gravity field, you're going to change it slightly. And in space, I think, because there's no gravity, all the gears and everything just kind of, are a little bit happier. And it actually seemed to keep better time in space.
And Leroy, we know that there has been a lot of research done on astronauts once they finally get back to Earth for the last time. And certainly the Kelly brothers are a great example of this, twin brothers who are both astronauts. Wondering about your after effects. Have you had any from your time in space?
No, you know, some people have had more issues than others. I'm one of the fortunate ones. I came back without any kind of permanent issues that I know of.
The only exception
would be, of course, I was taken, we all take more radiation, are exposed to more radiation when we're up there, particularly on these long duration flights. So, you know, I was exposed to more radiation than I would have had I stayed here on the Earth over my 229 days up there. But so far so good. Nothing bad so far.
And one more question for you. Have you, Leroy, contacted Mr. Musk to say, hey, I'm available, I'm experienced, let me know when you need me?
No, I actually have met him a couple of times some years ago, and I do some work for SpaceX. I'm on a safety advisory panel with some other members for their efforts to make a human crewed space capsule. And so I have a little bit of a connection with them, but I know they've got a long line of folks waiting to go fly, including folks within SpaceX that would be quick to elbow someone like me out of the way.
Well, I think you deserve to go back, and I'm certainly happy you came back to talk to us. Always a pleasure, Leroy. Thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.